Casual Podcast. With me here today is Brad Wardell. Hi, Brad. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
What you wearing? No, I told you before the show we're not going that direction.
Oh, that's right. The lawyers keep telling me that even though we've moved everything into a class action lawsuit, I don't need more trouble with that sort of thing.
Right. I'm sure the class action makes things easier for you.
Oh, the travel time alone is cut in half.
Yes, it's all combined into one nice and easy lawsuit. Excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing well then.
Yes. Other than the rashes.
Well, that doesn't sound good either.
Well, it's always during hatching season, when the eggs start to come out. And they're always in your back, because that's where the eggs are always laid. It's very annoying.
Okay. Perhaps at this point we should move on to the whole purpose of our conversation today, which is you were recently invited to Redmond, Washington to visit Microsoft to something they called the Longhorn Lab to talk about the new operating system. Of course, Longhorn, the next operating system, has a new name called Windows Vista. How was the Longhorn Lab?
Well, when we got there, at first I thought it was going to be called Windows Shasta, and that kind of made me thirsty and interested. But it was very cool. Good. I mean, the Windows Vista name, I actually do like it, and it's certainly a Latin name. I understand, and I know this from because you looked it up earlier.
Right.
So that made me that makes
true.
Me feel pretty spunky
and
pretentious.
Right.
But. First we had Windows NT for new technology, mm-hmm. and then we had Windows 2000, which was based on Windows NT technologies, which means, I guess, new technology.
Right.
And then a year later, they cranked out Windows XP, mm-hmm. and now we actually have Windows Vista. Which seems to be a real word.
Right. It is a real word, actually. A lot of people said they don't like it and that it sounded, I don't know, I heard people saying it sounded too feminine, which seemed odd to me. But then again, I am a bit feminine myself, or at least I
really?
Think I am. Right.
The important thing about a name like Vista is mm-hmm. that the domain squatters everywhere now have a new opportunity. I mean, hopefully, every 4 years or 3 years, Microsoft can come up with a new name, and all the domain squatters everywhere can go off to the races and register a gazillion different names.
Do you think there's a single domain name out there with Vista in it that hasn't been bought up at this point?
I don't know. I mean, I was trying to get hardcorevista.com.
Right, that would have been
I think
one.
That's been taken.
Uh-huh. Probably, no doubt. Well, Vista apparently is defined as a distant view through or along an avenue or opening, or an extensive mental view as over a stretch of time or a series of events, which sounds quite profound. Is there anything in the new operating system that is going to live up to that profound name?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's certainly a big step forward from Windows XP. I mean, it has a nice, much more optimized user interface. The Explorer views use space a lot better. And I'm mm-hmm. not talking about the goofy glass thing. I'm talking right. about the actual organization of stuff on the screen is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really love the Avalon stuff that mm-hmm. you can actually – Avalon is kind of the code name for what has been now named the Windows presentation – thing.
Frames or something like that? Windows presentation
seems
tables?
Like it was like WPC or something like that, but I don't remember
what
the
C. I think it was WPF, actually, which made us all laugh, of course. Windows presentation frames is what I think it was.
Or framework. Yeah,
framework.
I can't remember.
Yes.
But bottom line is that Avalon will let you create some really cool stuff that either can run as part of in a browser mm-hmm. or on its own. It's like Super Flash, but 3D and of course, bundled with the operating system, which makes it much nicer. And
nice.
And unlike traditional applications, you can have a graphics designer do the interface and the good look part
mm-hmm.
using a new markup language called XAML,
mm-hmm.
and then the developers can do all their stuff in C# or some other .NET language.
Right. So this is all positive. What do you not like about Vista?
Oh, well.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I feel a rant coming on.
Well, it's kind of funny. It is 2005, right? I'm not
right.
Because sometimes
yes.
I you boot up Windows Vista And then one of the first things I do when I get on a new machine is I start putting on my fonts.
Right.
And the font dialog is from Windows NT 3.1.
Hmm.
The dialogs usually actually have those old Windows 3.1 little folder icons, and it's clearly it looks like a 16-bit application.
Right.
And as you explore further underneath the covers, there's still icons that are from those days. I mean,
wow.
The administrative stuff is still those old icons, and you're thinking, you know, you could probably pay a kid $20 and he'll
right.
I'll give you the icons, you
right,
know, if
right,
you need the
right.
icons, I'll give them to you. It just
right.
looks so tacky.
Yeah.
You can bet the Macintosh changes their icons every time. They have to, because, you know, they justify their $129 price point for every
right.
their update.
If nothing else, they look very slick, right?
Yeah.
So
Mac OS, you know, Puma, now right. with new icons.
Right, right. So how did you find hanging out in at the Microsoft campus?
I felt old.
Did you? Oh, that's
yeah. Sad. Well, they had this little device they put on the top of my hand, and
yes.
as soon as I walked into the buildings, they started blinking, and everyone just sensed I was
oh,
over
dear.
30.
Oh dear. So did they send you to carousel then?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, I insisted I was 29.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but it just didn't work, and you know, a lot of the other guys there run the other sites are really. You know, they're like, you know, 13 or 14.
They're getting younger and younger.
You know, and they're talking like, how's it going? You know, that voice change thing. And I here I am, I'm like grandpa there.
Right, right.
I actually asked someone, well, how old do you think I am? And he said, I don't know, early 40s? And I went, just,
I'm gonna
you know, and I
you,
said,
son.
Well, my wife says I still look like a college student. And
right,
he goes, oh, right.
Right. She's just being nice. Run along, you little nose picker.
Yeah, I've got OS2 t-shirts older than you.
That's right, and I still wear them.
Yeah, well, not there.
Right, right. No, probably not there. All right, so what's not being included in Vista that you personally wish they would have included?
Well, Beta 2 is where they're putting all the big stuff, and I don't remember when Beta 2 is coming out, but they have a lot of stuff for Windows Media Player coming out. The Internet Explorer Beta is really just starting. This Beta has its... The 2D hardware acceleration seems to be off, and if you have an NVIDIA card, well, I think you're out of luck with this beta in terms of being able to do any of the cool Aero Glass
right.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of work ahead of them, but it's for a beta one, it's
right.
probably the most stable, most solid Microsoft operating system I've ever used,
well,
which is
that's
pretty
good.
Amazing because they've only had 4 years to get Beta 1 out the door.
Right, right.
Do you remember the early Plex screenshots where it was like 600 pixels between the title bar before you actually saw anything because they had so much junk in there?
Yeah.
And now they've, you know, come full circle, and it's a nice optimized environment.
Oh,
so it's definitely a pretty impressive
good.
First experience.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. That's good. So, good news. This is only beta 1 at this point. When are they saying that the actual operating system is going to be out on the shelf at this point? A couple
well,
more
my,
years?
Well, my bookie says that I should right. be looking at, say, August 26th.
Okay.
Or basically the third Wednesday in August. Because all Microsoft releases are always on a Wednesday. So
right.
that's where I'm putting my money
okay.
on.
Surely not this August.
No, next August.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it. All right. So then I have time still to get my bets in. Is that what you're telling me?
No.
No.
Not for you. This is, you know, part of our secret cult society.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. Well, I didn't know nerds actually placed bets, but...
I'm not a nerd. I'm only 29 years old.
Oh, that's
damn
true.
It.
That's right. And I
there's
don't know
a gratuitous thing so we can
kids.
Make sure that none of the little kids can
that's
hear
right.
this recording.
That's right. There we go. Okay, Brad, thank you for joining us today. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again sometime, but it's great to hear about all the new stuff that's coming up with Windows Vista, the new operating system.
Vista.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. This podcast is part of Power User TV. My guest today was Brad Wardell of Stardock Corporation. Catch us every week at www.poweruser.tv.